going on, everyone? It's your boy, Drappin' Luke, a.k.a. Mr. Sunshine, a.k.a. Steve.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Juggernaut, a.k.a. Santa's Belly, a.k.a. Bubba.
Terrible.
Yo, 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 this is your boy, John Matrix, a.k.a. Ken.
What's up? What's going on, everyone? We're here with Noobcast 34, and it's a special holiday edition, so...
Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. I'd say Merry Christmas, but, you know, we're going to be non-denominational and say happy Kwanzaa, happy belated Hanukkah, happy Merry Christmas. And,
wait, so is that non-denominational or is that the exact opposite?
Since that's all kinds of
all denominational. It's like yeah.
We're going to be multi-denominational.
I like that.
I had a good Thanksgiving.
Was I missing anyone? Was I missing any?
Maybe like, well, I don't know. You're probably good. You're probably good.
That's all you care about, right?
Chinese.
Well, I was going to say the
What do they have, Bubba? What do the Mormons do?
Boxing Day.
Really?
No, it's Canada. I don't know. Mormons just have.
Do they have Christmas?
I grew up in the land of Mormons, not like the land of the lost of Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And they celebrated Christmas with a tabernacle, a choir, and no playing on Sundays.
Oh.
So no, probably the same, but I wasn't allowed inside the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you were like in the doghouse.
I was probably like the dirty non-Mormon friend. Don't allow him in our church.
Yeah. You don't want to go corrupting all those wholeful people.
He's holding onto a 6-pack of soda. It's got caffeine. Don't let him in.
I feel you.
Oh man, once you're moving, I remember we had a goodbye, a going away party for you when you were going back to Utah.
Yeah,
that was a fun party.
Hey, guess what? I'm gonna throw a party that says I'm back.
Yeah, I'm about to have a going away party.
I've been really thinking about doing a welcome back party.
Well, Steve, where are you going?
I'm moving to Utah, man.
Are you moving to Utah?
Okay. Yeah.
You just gonna go polygamy or what?
Yeah, I need a bunch of wives, man. One's just not enough. And then, you know what? Like, I figure your odds have to be pretty good there because, you know.
Because what?
I don't know.
Cause they're all
maybe
taken.
They're terrible. I don't know.
No, I would think, well, first, the reason why Steve is really going to Utah is to reunite all that salt with the Salt Lake City that he has.
Oh,
salt,
no.
Salt.
I'm pretty salty. I'm salty.
And secondly, Mormons have, like, huge families. So as much as you think, all these husbands are marrying up all these wives, and you think the women are drying out. No, they're pumping them out like French fries at McDonald's. I'm sure you can get a couple.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. I don't know. The Baltimore, I feel like the Baltimore pool is drying up a little bit, you know.
Hey, come down to D.C.
Oh, yeah. I do hate D.C., but, man, I'll say this. I was hanging out in D.C. recently, and there's a lot of beautiful women there. I will give them credit for that.
There you go.
And I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, a night where in Baltimore it'd be dead, but in D.C. it was just like it was blowing up. So there's that.
Well, for you, it's just a Tuesday. That's all it was.
Yeah. For them, it was the greatest day of their lives. Like, D.C. was blessed with Mr. Sunshine. So, yeah, we're here with Noobcast 34. And we just keep pumping them out. And let me tell you, man, these are all quality Noobcasts. This is, you know, our special holiday edition. So I think what we're going to do for our special question is talk a bit about, you know, the best video game related Christmas presents we ever got. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we might even see that this year. You know, my story, I feel, might coincide almost with one of your kids this Christmas, Ken, Lucas or Miles. Then again, I don't know. They already have pretty much every system they could.
Well, okay. So a little update from the last Noobcast.
Motorboating some woman?
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a drama. I bought a Wii U.
Yay! Yeah. And what else?
Well, pretty much from what you told me, they yes. basically just, they were just giving it away, right?
Well, there was a deal on Newegg for the Wii U for like $211, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the basic one
that's
for
just crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's the best deal I've seen for it since it's come out.
Mm-hmm.
32 gigs, right?
No, that was the 8 gig, and that was with Skylanders. So the kids only wanted
Eric two Skylander?
Games. No. So my oldest flat out said, because I kept on trying to push him to PS4 or Xbox One, he flat out said he didn't care about either of them.
Oh,
and
man.
And he only wanted
the Wii.
Did you
tear up? Did you feel like you failed as a father?
Nah. I mean, it's fine. You know, kids are stupid. Like they don't know what's up. So, yeah, pulled the trigger. So two birds with one stone, it's coming. And you know what? It seems like right after that, Nintendo has been releasing all kinds of like, hey, we have games, we have games, we have games, yeah. We have games. I swear it's just like been this week, it's been nothing but Wii U games.
I've seen their marketing towards, you know, definitely towards the kids. And really, that's the only market I think they can get right now. But you know, their holiday commercials are all like, oh, kids are going to love this thing. So I don't know if – I know you have like a different TV setup around there, but I wonder if, you know, your kids have seen these commercials where it's like
– Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't really see commercials anymore. So they've seen – I think that one commercial you're talking about where the kid like pulls down a bulletin board and that's a chalkboard with a mushroom on it and it's like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And it's like, we can be a family. And the guy's like, ha, 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 I've been upgraded. Yeah, so they've seen that like once, and then they kind of looked at me, and I told them to go screw themselves. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's coming. And, you know, Nintendo's been putting out all these – I guess it's from the Nintendo Direct where you get the new Zelda games coming out, which looks horrible. But you have
– Well, it's not the Zelda. It's just like no. Hyrule Warriors.
You know what it is? It's like the Wii U's version of Link's crossbow training. I think that was the game for Wii when they were introducing Motion Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Zelda game where all you do is archery. And I think it was just to show off the Motion Plus. I think it was Motion Plus that they were showing off for that. But it was, you know, everybody just wants Nintendo to make – a Zelda game. They do that, and everyone will buy the system. It's really not that difficult.
Well, isn't this their... This is their answer to that, man. Isn't that what they're doing right here?
You know what? And every time I get so frustrated at Nintendo, and, you know, I watch Nintendo Direct, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I always get mad, because I swear, like, every single video ends with Reggie. And he is the most robotic, just, like, block-headed dude ever.
People love him, but...
Happy birthday, Polly.
Happy birthday, Paul. I saw him wrestling like a me version of himself, arm wrestling him. Mm-hmm. And he won, like real Reggie won. And then he just kind of looks at the camera, doesn't smile, just gives like that Reggie look that's kind of like, it's kind of like a smile. It's kind of like an acknowledgement that he's alive. You know what I mean? Because you're like, are you real, bruh? And he's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. I don't know. That just makes me mad. Reggie just makes me mad. And he always comes out in E3s. I mean, just like everybody else. But I feel like, who's that? Dan Patrick for Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Like he's like a little bit better. But Reggie just comes out with like the weirdest like robot personality. It's
I
like
don't
somebody
know. He's
created
given the
him.
Most. He's given the most sound bites. I mean, with between my body is ready and.
It's just so bad.
Yeah.
You know what he's like? He's like one of those like Tickle Me Elmos or something where you like push a button. And then he comes up with, like, all of a sudden, like, all this weird soundbite stuff. And you're like, what? Nah. You're like, yep, it's Reggie.
Man, I don't know. I mean, he's, like, really, though, who's good at selling these things? I guess, what, Steve Ballmer?
you know who's good? And I'm blanking on her name right now. The girl who, she's a comedian. She was trotted out by Ubisoft. Girl and Guy podcast. I don't know why I'm forgetting her name.
Oh, the girl that does the voice in
Archer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Aisha Taylor.
Aisha Taylor.
Yeah,
she's
really good.
She's also the host of the new, not Price.
But she's
right.
An actress. She's not really like. See, the problem is you're getting these like CEOs and stuff and talking. So like, yeah, if an actress is going to come out, they're obviously going to be probably better.
Yeah,
than,
I don't
like,
know why they don't do that, though.
CEO.
Like, why do you get Reggie Fils-Aimé, or whatever his name is, out there talking about stuff, and he looks, you know, like a weirdo?
You know, people love Reggie, man. People
no,
love
trollers
Reggie.
Love Reggie, but nobody really loves Reggie.
I always thought Kaz was pretty good. I mean, aside from the Ridge Racer.
No, Kaz is cool. Kaz is cool. I like
yeah.
Kaz.
But like now he's too big. He's too big time to do these to do these conventions anymore.
Are you telling me you like Reggie?
Well, he's better than oh my goodness, what's the
everyone at Microsoft?
No, what's the president of Nintendo that always does these things?
Oh,
very heavy.
Shibata?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least, you know, when talking to Nintendo USA, at least they got, you know, Reggie. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, who's good. I thought, Dan Matriarchs or whatever for Microsoft. I know he's gone now to Zynga, but he was good.
He's
all
right.
The Kinect guy. I mean, he was better.
Wasn't he the one who, when people were talking about the Xbox One not being, or, you know, being always dependent on the internet, he was like, hey, we got the perfect console for you, Xbox 360. Wasn't he the one who said that?
I don't know. I'm
pretty sure it was him.
But, I mean, even, like, some of the more entertaining people, they're just not good up there. I mean, like, Cliffy B, have you ever seen him do a press conference?
All right.
No, I mean, he's pretty bad, too, man.
No, come on. He's better than anybody else.
I don't know.
What's the name of the guy from Capcom?
Capcom. Seth Killian?
No, not Seth.
He's gone now, but...
Albert
West.
Ono is good. I mean, he's
awesome.
Tougher to
understand. Yoshinori Ono?
Yeah, he brings a lot of excitement, and he definitely he definitely helped hype up Street Fighter 4 for sure.
Yeah, Ono's great. Yo, Kat, or not Kaz, I'm blanking on the producer of Tekken.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that the same guy that produced Ninja Gaiden?
I don't.
Back in the day.
No, different company. That's Team Ninja. Team Ninja.
Yeah, the guy who always wore the trench coat and the sunglasses.
Yeah, that guy left, and that's why Ninja Gaiden 3 sucked.
Yeah.
No, I forget who the Tekken guy is, but it's so weird because I've seen him.
Takata.
Yeah. So I've seen him in more than one event in person, and he usually just wears his sunglasses and just like really doesn't say anything. Like, he looks, I think they must have patterned Heihachi off of him. That's who he looks like, and he just acts like him. He just looks and like glares at people through sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
Mm.
But anyway.
That's true. Menacing, it is funny.
Yeah. I feel like every time someone gets close to him, he's just going to do like a God Fist combo on him and just end it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he will one of these days. You don't even know.
Okay, who rocks sunglasses better? Takata or Morpheus?
Albert Wesker. Gotcha.
Yeah. Wesker did have
very nice. Yeah, very, very nice. I think all three of them wear their sunglasses at night. If we had a soundboard, I would fade that song in right now.
Ken can sing it.
No. I'm not singing.
All right.
I'm still getting my voice back from
you. All right, so Bubba, you missed it. We did a just a get together where we were all playing Rock Band the other day for the first time in years.
That was a LAN party you blew off, Bob. It was sweet. Well, you were working.
Yeah, right? I was at a company party. Stupid me.
Oh, you did blow it off then for a company party? Man. Please.
I said, whatever. By the way, we should throw one over at my place. We can do it. We can do it. We have the resources.
We have the technology.
But it was fun, Bob. You missed out, though. It was good times.
Yeah, it did sound like if it wasn't any other weekend, I would have been there in a heartbeat because that sounds like so much fun. Did you guys sing some songs like Sabotage or Hungry Like a Wolf?
Well, the best rendition of the night was Ghostbusters. And in the end, at the very end, I think Ken was just, he was in his zone. And
no, that was when I had that mini stroke. I couldn't see straight. I was like, tears were coming out of my eyes. Couldn't feel my throat anymore. I don't know.
There were tears coming out of all our eyes, man, because it was fucking hilarious. It was a good Ghostbusters rendition. I definitely told him he has to come out to Baltimore, hit up Waltz then, and sing Ghostbusters. Because let me tell you, man, the end of that song, like he was hitting all the parts.
I'll get some girls. Why is it that every time we go out, Steve, I feel like I'm always the one singing, and you're supposed to be the one singing? That happened on the cruise too.
I'm mad because you got the gift, man. You got the gift. There you go. What are you gonna do? You can't take that. You can't take that away.
No, I can.
I'm talking.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Yeah.
But So I guess we do have at least one kind of big thing we should talk about on this podcast before we go into greatest Christmases ever.
You
but that would be YouTube.
Yeah, Steve, let me let me handle this for just
please do, Bubba, because I can tell it has rustled your jimmies.
No, my jimmies are good. In fact,
are you
the
sure
only reason
you
I'm rustled up because I
not...
missed. No, I'm only rustled up because I missed this Ghostbuster rendition. That would have been great.
It was good. Honestly, they should have recorded that and put that out like on CD. Ken, you and Ray Parker Jr. should have collaborated on that one.
I think at one point I started like staring at Steve or something, and I was just like kept staring at him. Is that you, Steve? And you were like, I can't see.
No, I think it might have been Ken. I don't know. It was just
I don't know what happened. So, Bubba, what's going on? Why are your jimmies rustled?
YouTube.
I'm not. My jimmies are all non-rustled. They're good. I just want to go through a couple things.
Okay.
All right, so it's a holiday, right? I'll do a little
holiday
theme-age, you know? I figure we can, these topics, we can have stockings for them. We could either put coal or put some cookies, you know? And I'm thinking, probably start off just with that.
How about candy canes?
Or candy cane, whatever you can fit inside of a stocking. I'll leave the imagination for that one. So just start up with that. So let's just say you want to put that on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen that, first off, some of these game companies, I know a couple of them are cool with it, but a lot of these game companies are now tightening up, like Nintendo, where they won't allow, people to do Wii Play. Like Nintendo games, and put them up on YouTube with ads. And so I find that really interesting. It's the more I kind of delved into it, the dynamic is fascinating because they're not saying you can't show these videos featuring these games, but the matter of ads, so the people that are showing it won't be able to profit from these advertisements. I find that, I don't know, I would put like a lump of coal inside that stocking in a way, but then also I kind of agree with them. It would be a damn shame to rob this world of that Ghostbusters song, but I get it in a way.
Well, you know, it's funny because those kind of proposed changes came out a long time ago where, it's not legislation, but whatever, where people were like, oh, shoot, all the video game companies are going to say we can't, you know, basically, do, what is this called, like Uplays, Weplays, I Play, You Play, Me Play, We Play.
Mm-hmm. We all play all day.
Games. Yeah, so, I don't know, it's kind of funny that it's all happening now. I mean, I can understand for some games when people don't want to do it. Like, I know when certain people were streaming L.A. Noire, you know, if like, you sit through a stream of
Actually,
L.A.
I don't
Noire,
think you could. I don't think you could. They nipped that in the butt before the game came out. That was, like, the first game to really be like, don't stream our shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, but I think people still were.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess more to the point is like a game like L.A. Noire, you know, that's very story driven. Like we've all seen those games where, you know, you watch like 60% of the game and you're not. I mean, why would you go buy it? You know what I mean? Like if it's a very story driven game.
There's some games like that where I like L.A. Noire, which it sets itself almost like a movie. But there are other games like. Bring up Mass Effect or Final Fantasy or even like Deus Ex or how about this Last of Us?
Mm-hmm.
These kind of games, I think that would be, you know, interesting to watch, but I think they're also more fun to play because you take Deus Ex, for example, that's a game where you can approach it in many different like ways. You can be stealthy. You can be, you know, just, you know, run them up and start shooting shit. You can optimize your guy any type of way. So it's interesting to see the way it's all set up. Now, I don't think the big deal is the matter of streaming it. Now, I didn't realize how much money people were making off of the advertisements, which is, I think, I mean, some people probably use that as a minor, like, little bit of income, you know, a little fat in that wallet to afford that.
I mean, major streamers, major YouTube channels, yeah, they're making a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know, crap, and I can't think of the team, it's off the top of my head. Let's just say Team Zombie. Well, those fighting game guys up there in New York, Team...
Umizoomi?
Crap.
Spooky.
No. Spooky. Thank you. Like Team... Well, that's... Some companies still have no problem with you streaming the game, even with the advertisements, like Capcom.
I mean,
Capcom almost in a way revitalized themselves off of the internet in a way, especially with the fighting game market.
Well, here's the question. Actually, let me ask this. So if you're doing these streaming these games on YouTube, and you're doing, say you're streaming like Zelda, or I don't know, Street Fighter 4, and you're doing CatCom advertising, do you still get paid for the advertising, or is it mostly now going to CatCom? Like, can YouTube users still make a lot of money off advertising?
No, I'm pretty sure it's still them. I mean, unless... See, the thing is, like, when you put up a YouTube video and it has content that they can flag as, like, you know, this is a game from Capcom or this is a movie from here and stuff, I guess they have the power to either, you know, ban the video, restrict your account, and or not allow you to put ads on it. But, I mean, if the ads are going on your account, I'm pretty sure that money's going to you.
See,
I mean, I'm not a professional YouTuber, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Well, it's funny. The example you brought up, Steve, is pretty much like two separate schools. Capcom is okay with it. Nintendo is not. So it all depends on the publisher. It all depends on who's really whose game it is. That's,
right.
I think that's the big key.
Well, I don't know. I mean, so, but, you know, I was just wondering who's making the money off. I mean, like, what does Nintendo benefit from pulling their...
How they don't allow anyone to make money off YouTube. It's just another way for them to control the money. They're just making sure that, you know, other people don't, you know, profit off of their work, much like pirateers and whatever. They're making sure that, you know, if, like, no one's going to make money off of streaming a Nintendo game, which I don't think there's a problem with you streaming a Nintendo game or doing a Uplay, but you just can't make any money off of it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to do it for the love of. But I also could be a little bit wrong. That's my interpretation of it all.
Yeah, I think that they still will flag you, or a lot of companies will. I'm not saying specifically Nintendo. They will flag you even if you don't have ads on there. But I could be wrong. It's been so long since I've been in the YouTube game.
Yeah. No, yeah. So you're right. I'm checking it out right now. They say their copyright owners will receive all the ad revenue for the video.
See? There it is.
And that fucking sucks. Well.
Not really.
I mean, it's not like these people made it, you know?
I totally agree
with
that.
No, they made it. Right. No, I agree. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that use this as you said, as their income. I mean.
No, I mean, I can understand that too, but I don't know. If you're just I don't know. I mean, we get into the thing of, like, well, how much is entertainment work? And, you know, some of the people who do have personalities, it's their personalities that are entertaining us and stuff. But on the other hand, I don't know. I'm all for developers trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me.
I think it caters to what type of company you have. I think, for example, like a fighting game or a first-person shooting game, something that were, or even like an RTS, whatever, someone that's going to be broadcasted, anything that could build the brand, I think that's very, very important. Like watching like Wednesday Night Fights for Street Fighter matches or Marvel's Capcom and Injustice. That makes sense to me. I mean, you want to give those people the money to the people that are the actual fighters and the people in the tournaments. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Or the people streaming it for Team Spooky. I got no problem with that. And it probably works better for Nintendo because, I mean, frankly, yeah, you do have personalities that you watch the streams for, but the same token, you probably started watching because of the games itself, and and I bet you a lot of these people initially started doing this because they were just showing off the game, and then eventually found a good niche, making some good money. I got no problem with that. On that note, though, I think the next thing is very fascinating as well. I think the Wii U, as much as people poo-pooed on it, even you guys, I think it's looking pretty good. I would give that a plate of like cookies and candy cane and crack cocaine because, I like the NES Remix. That game looks – it's a really interesting game that's coming out. That is out now, available on the eShop. Mario Kart 8, the Donkey Kong Country, like Tropical whatever – I don't know. I think all these games point towards the positivity of it. Yeah, you have that Zelda that looks... You guys... I personally don't... I don't give a fuck about it, but... You guys apparently are anti-.
Well, I think it looks terrible. But, you know, whatever. I'm only one man, and...
No, it looks terrible.
Okay.
Well, what doesn't look
terrible...
So we're
terrible, only two men's opinion, but...
Well, what doesn't look terrible are the two other items that that are mainly showcased right now. I'm at 3D, like Super Mario World, like 3D World.
I think that game looks good. I mean, I think Nintendo's doing what they've done for a long time, which is put out a mediocre system, make a couple good games on it, and advertise it to kids. Bam.
I think the Wii U is going to be different. When it's all said and done, when the dust clears out, I think the Wii U is going to make up
a lot of ground. I think the Wii U is almost done. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Would you... Actually, I'm not going to make this statement.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say... I'm kidding. No.
Do it,
Steve.
Now I'm super...
Yeah, come on.
Well, Bubba, I was going to ask if when you buy a Wii U, do you automatically get registered on the sex offender list, man?
I don't even know what that
I don't know. Ken, hey, check Ken's house.
Come on.
Well, Ken has kids. Ken has kids. I'm saying as a grown man that's buying the system for yourself.
Yeah, I'm a daughter myself.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I'm buying the system.
I guess you're right. No, I mean, I can see what you're saying. Like, it is, and to be true, I agree with Steve's earlier sentiment that I do believe that Wii U is going to be, it's going to be looked back on, you know, as another Nintendo system that wasn't that great.
Were you the one that was telling me that, like, basically Nintendo has made so much money and that they've never really hit a negative profit, that they're just putting out shit after shit after shit, and, like, the old people in charge?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, like, the people in charge are really old school, and they're doing it as a kid system, and they're not really getting with the cutting edge. It's kind of like old money is staying around.
Yep.
And that's why they continue to put out failure after failure. But because they have so much money, it's not really affecting the company. So kind of until new management, takes over. And like you said, I don't even think it's Shiggy. I think, by and large, he's kind of he's been one of the developers that, while he's been around forever, I think he's brought in a lot of new ideas to Nintendo. But it just seems like the way they operate their business is not a business model that that appeals to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
it could that be because we're Americans?
I don't think it's really like our opinions here. I mean,
it's doing terrible across the world.
Yeah.
This is not the old days. Now, like, you know, Nintendo back in the very beginning, like the GameCube and stuff, did decent in Japan when it was starting to taper off in America, but I think just now Nintendo in general is doing doing pretty terrible world.
I mean, like, when the Wii came out, it was already behind, you know, like what was already out there. I mean, the same thing.
It was really more on par. It wasn't behind, but it was on par with what was already out.
I don't know, dude.
Like, it is behind.
The Wii U hasn't arrived yet. And the last game I popped in for the Wii, because I wanted to take a look at it, was Skyward Sword. You know, which was a pretty late addition to the Wii lineup.
Yeah.
And you look at that versus anything, and I mean anything, on Xbox or PS3, and you're really looking at it, and you're like, is this a GameCube? Is this a Nintendo 64? Like, what's going on? The game looks so jagged. It's in standard definition. Like, standard definition. Like, everybody has LCDs that are doing at least 720p.
Right, right. Except for Cal and his Chryson. But even now, he's stepped in.
Yeah, even he stepped up, you know? And, you know, with the new systems, the One and the PS4, they're talking about those systems, which is probably true, that they're probably going to be out for like 8 years, 10 years. You know, because the 360 and the PS4 were, you know, how long were they out for? Like 7 or 8 years themselves or something? Something crazy like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, you think the Wii U is going to be around for another 8 years? Especially with, you know, all these huge developers saying, yeah, not really going to worry about developing for it.
Yeah. No one's developing on it. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, first off, if EA is not developing on your system's probably shit. Because EA will make a game for any piece of shit that will make them money. And they just don't see the money in the Wii U. And there's really no way you can blame them. Now, of course, you know, I do think the Wii U is going to sell, you know, it's selling its units and kids are playing it. And I think you know, the game, the first party titles it puts out on it are going to be pretty good. But I mean, the system is, it's already, I think, dying. And it's unfortunate because the Xbox One and PS4 just came out. Really, they should have waited. They should have waited. Mm-hmm. They could have put this out 3 years later. You know, I always think that if we can take anything, if Nintendo can take one thing as kind of like a comfort or whatever, just imagine now if Sega put out a new system. Sega's been out the game for a while. If they put out a system, I do believe people would be hyped. I believe they can market it right, and I think it could sell very well, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Nintendo should almost do the same thing. Like, maybe if they don't want to sell their IPs to third party, just kind of go handheld for a little bit, let the Wii U kind of die off, and then come back and, like, you know, come back and try to reinvent yourself, you know, shock people. You know, give people a little time to miss you, because they've been putting out shit after shit after shit. Like, I was the biggest Nintendo fan. I loved my Super Nintendo. I thought that was the best system ever. N64 came out. I got it. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. This is pretty awesome. I'm not mad that I bought this system. The four-player was awesome. I don't think it ever... I do think I and most everybody I know did enjoy the PS1 a little more. Just because I think the games on the PS1, you know, aside from... We can always look back fondly on Mario Kart or GoldenEye or whatever, but I think by and large there was a lot of shit on the N64. And, you know, people that look back at it with the rose-colored glasses forget about, like, Blast Corp, Castlevania 64, Superman 64, all that bullshit. There's a lot of shit on it.
I think Superman 64 has made the list, like, with E.T. on Atari. It's
okay, yeah,
I think it's
one
just,
of the worst
there.
Games ever. So maybe people don't forget about that. But I do think, at the time, PlayStation, you know, definitely had... I want to say some better games. And I even want to say the graphics were almost better, even though it was only 32-bit to 64. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, I'm one of the first – I think I was the only one I know that bought the GameCube. Now, the GameCube I thought was a good system. Let me tell you, the graphics were better than the PS2. I don't know if there's any denying that. I don't think they were better than the Xbox, but games that were – I had on both the PS2 and GameCube looked better on a GameCube. I thought the controller was good. But again, we come down to where you can see this is the third-rate citizen in the race. I mean, it was PS2, Xbox, GameCube. GameCube was the last. And their first-party titles kind of started slipping. Like, Mario Sunshine, definitely not the best, not the best Mario game. And Wind Walker, I don't know. Maybe people, compared to Ocarina of Time, I don't think many people will tell you Wind Walker's...
Wind Waker.
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, it was okay, but it's certainly not the best Zelda. So, yeah, I don't know. I just I feel like Nintendo has been stepping down and down and down, and then they brought out the Wii. And the Wii was a gimmick, but sales were off the chart because of the gimmick. I mean, we all know the system was selling for a profit, and we know the system was sold out for 3 or 4 years straight. So, you know, it just kind of was a huge cash cow for Nintendo. But I'd look back at it
system
as a failure.
Wise, but not for the actual, like, the software. For the hardware, yeah, but the software, no. And I think that's where you really get a lot of residual money from, is from the software. I don't think the Wii, it probably made money on the console. I don't think it necessarily generated as much income as you think for Nintendo. That's one of the reasons why they
yeah,
got negative. They were negative.
That's third-party titles. I mean, I think, you know, people were putting out, that's really where shovelware came out. I mean, if you look at the Wii library, there's going to be more crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember back in like late 90s, early 2000, when you would go to CompUSA and there'd be that like one rack with the 99 cent or 199 games, and it would be like Castle This and Bubble, and there's like all kinds of shit games that
like Total Recall, like, or like the Blues Brothers, just something like
right.
that.
You would check out the rack, but you never heard of a single game that was on there. That's pretty much Wii's whole library, in my opinion. I mean, it could be on one of those racks at a CompUSA, like 99 cent game. So I don't know. Wii's been going bad, but they really, really fucked up here with the Wii U. And I mean, you know, as much as you might like the system, Bubba, the sales don't lie. I mean, the sales have been terrible. We'll see how they do this holiday. But
how long has the Wii U
been
out
for? More than a year.
I
want to say
last summer, I believe, fall.
Or yeah, I want to.
I mean, here's the thing, you know, and I saw this on like a forum somewhere, that like you have all these people who, you know, say, oh, the Wii U isn't so bad and all that. These people don't have a Wii U. You know, like if it was so bad, you would have, you know, if it wasn't so bad, you would have one by now.
Right.
The people I know who have a Wii U, and this is funny because, again, I just bought a Wii U for my kids, but, you know, are just complaining like, haven't even touched the system. And I was like, well, you know, because Matt has it. And I was like, well, let me buy the system off you because I could probably get it cheaper off him than I could have at eBay, so I thought. And he's like, well, there's three role-playing games that are coming out. After I play those, I'll gladly sell the system. So he's holding it on for like three obscure RPGs that are coming out, and then he was going to get rid of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and Bubba, you don't have the system. You say you're going to buy it, but if it was so good, you would have had it by now, especially at that price point.
I wouldn't. No, if I didn't have to pay for other stuff right now, I would actually have a Wii U right now.
Oh.
No, I mean, I don't want to go into personal issues, but I just, I unfortunately would not be able to buy one right now, but I would. If I literally had the money.
I think,
when I beat Steve this upcoming Monday for the fantasy football.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That's my down payment on
No, I think time. When we want something, like the three of us, when we want something, we generally find a way to get it. And it's been out for long enough that I think if we
November
really wanted
18th,
it, we would have gotten it.
2012. So it has been out
for I can say,
13 months.
Well, to be fair, the bug hasn't really bit me until recently.
Yeah.
For the Wii U.
Yeah.
I'll be fair as that.
I think like,
I mean,
the Wii
said,
is doing good.
I wish I had just $300 to drop right now. I got other stuff to take care of.
No. I feel you there, but I don't know. I just don't want you to be disappointed. That's all.
Mm-hmm. No, don't worry about my disappointment because I'll be very happy. Well, for a couple reasons. This is also a perspective that I think a couple people do have about Nintendo. When Steve, you talked about having the GameCube and the 64 and going through all the experiences from years past. I didn't. I went the other route. I went for like PlayStation 1. I went for Xbox 360. I just I didn't take the Nintendo route. So I noticed
lucky
that.
Huh? Oh no, you're a lucky man.
A lucky man. We'll see. But this is where I think a couple people see it. Where this is like the Wii U is a good opportunity now to go back and use the virtual console and any type of re-releases to actually play the classics that we missed out in the past. So I'm actually looking forward to bumping up my knowledge on the newer Zelda games, which I haven't played any of them, which if consider yourself like a hardcore gamer to not play Ocarina of Time almost becomes a sin to some. So I missed those games. I would love to go back and play them out and actually talk intelligently about Wind Waker. Damn it, Steve. So that's one of the reasons why I get a Wii U as well. To go back, not only does the future look bright, but I want to capitalize on the golden moments of Nintendo past the last decade.
Wait, you almost tricked me. I was like, wait a minute, did Wind Waker come out on the Wii? No, that was a GameCube game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
it
was GameCube.
Yeah, so you could buy a Wii if you wanted. You can buy this for real cheap and play Wind Waker.
I'll sell you my Wii for like $20, man.
No, we have one downstairs, and there's no way I'm playing that thing.
I mean, just like, I don't know. Like, it's fine that, you know, Xbox One and PS4 are not backwards compatible where you can't play, like, arcade games and stuff. But I swear it seems like for, like, the past, like, million Nintendo consoles, and I know that's a gross exaggeration, it's like, hey, you can buy this console so you can play NES games. And it's, you know, like, on every system you get, it feels like you have to pay more money to buy the same games. So you're going to buy Streets of Rage, or you're going to buy, like, Excitebike on the Wii. Then you're going to buy it on, like, the new console for the Wii U. And I'm probably speaking out my ass, because maybe there's a way to import it, but I'm pretty sure there's not. I don't know. It's just like,
oh, that's the thing. All right, so you can either play your Wii virtual console games on the Wii U, just go into Wii mode, or you can, if it's available on the virtual console for the Wii U, you can either pay $1 for NES games or $1.50 to move them from the Wii U to the Wii, from the Wii to Wii U.
Yeah, and
so
if you already
bought them,
I don't mean to like be like a Debbie Downer, but I mean if you can already do that on the Wii, it doesn't really sound to me like that's a reason to spend more money for the Wii U. If you're like, I want to get a Wii U to play NES game, you know what I mean?
Did you listen to anything I said? I said the future looks bright, in my opinion, and also the past is golden.
No, I don't think the future looks bright. This reminds me of the time when me and James were talking about buying a system back in the day, and he was trying to sell me, I think, on buying the Sega Saturn. He's like, Sega Saturn, man, Sega Saturn. And like they had that deal where they were giving Time Cop, Virtual Fighter, and
yeah, the free pack. I got that.
And what, Ridge Racer with it. And like the whole
Daytona.
Daytona, yeah. USA, yeah. And the whole thing cost like $200. And I was like, I don't know. I want the PlayStation. And like, you know, he was just arguing with me. And Sega Saturn basically died 3 months later. That's what I feel like is happening right here. Like, Bubba's like trying to convince us that the Wii U is coming up. And tomorrow Nintendo's going to do a press announcement where they're like, well, the Wii U is a failure. We're done. And there you go.
No, I mean, I think it's going to limp around for a long time. But, like, you know, they did release, you know, or they did announce, like, a lot of games for it. Mario Kart 8, I think 7's on the 3DS. I don't know why 7's on 3DS and 1's on Wii, 1's on whatever. So Mario Kart 8, the new Donkey Kong game, those other games and stuff. I mean, and that's, like, first-party Nintendo stuff, which I don't think is going to be, like, stuff I'm going to keep returning back to. I don't know, like it's gonna be fun. I'll probably get it when it's, you know, like these games when they're on the cheap and stuff. I don't know, like, you know, the difference was when you're talking about like the old days of like NES and stuff, when you know, like there were so many different people making games for Nintendo. It wasn't just like the Nintendo like first parties, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And you also had like Castlevania. You had, like, Turtle. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the thing is, with, like, the Wii U, people are not going to develop for it. And I'll tell you what, Bubba, I think it's going to get worse as the years go on. Because when developers start taking advantage of both the PS4 and Xbox One's graphical power and or Microsoft's cloud stuff, they're going to look at and say, do I really want to spend all this time, all this money redeveloping this game for the Wii that has nobody, like that has no install base. I mean, that's pretty much what EA has already said. I mean, they haven't like come out and said it, but that's the reason why they're doing it. They're like, well, it's going to cost us so much money to make our superly good graphical stuff run on this S-box and nobody has it. So it's not even worth it. And I promise you it's going to get worse over time. And it's frustrating because Nintendo, like Steve said, they should have just waited, and, you know, they could have put out a fantastic system, at least on par. That's the thing. Every time they come out with a system, and I say every time, meaning it's so far behind. It's far behind in graphical power. It's far behind on, like, networking or, you know, HDMI outputs or whatever it is. And it's so frustrating. So frustrating. Because it's not like you're like trying to painting us like we want Nintendo to fail. We want Nintendo to succeed, and they keep doing stupid stuff.
I'll be honest with you.
I had the exact same perspective as of even last year, and I still have that idea that, yes, they should have not released this right now. But we're talking about someone that can – it looks like fun games are enjoyable, and to experience something in a new, different way. I don't plan on using – the Wii U as a, I guess the main console or whatever. I mean, I still plan on getting the PS4. I've decided on the PS4 over the Xbox One. So I'm going to get one of the newer consoles, which is just, I'll be able to play these brand new things. But as a person that likes to, you know, experience and play different types of games, I know this going into it. It's probably going to be a warehouse that's one brick from falling down. But the same token, what's there I think is very intriguing, and I look at it sadly as a retro box, because I think Nintendo, they are gonna, I think this Wii U is gonna be around for actually a longer time than we would suspect, and they're gonna have games gonna come out, and there's probably gonna be some really good ones available as time progresses, because let's be honest, probably just Nintendo's gonna be publishing these games for the most part. I know that there will be some interesting ones, but the best games are, oh, I guess it's not the best, but the biggest blockbusters are not going to show up on the Wii U. I understand that. And that's not why I'm getting it, or why I've been thinking about getting it, or what intrigues me about it. The integration of that extra controller does seem different, but I think it leads to some brand new ways of playing games. I'm looking forward to whatever they'll do for an interesting RPG, for example, and the way they'll whoever makes the game for it will interpolate, you know, that cool controller with the TV and find a way to do it. NES Remix looks really fun. I think Zelda comes out, plus just the older games, that sounds fun to me. And Nintendo is not going to go away. It's not. When Sega came out with the Dreamcast, that was like their last big shot. Nintendo has too much money. This is not going to fail.
They're bleeding money, man. There used to be.
Okay, fine. It's like, okay, Bill Gates is probably bleeding money with all the money he gives away, but he's going to be around for a while. And I think Nintendo's going to be around for a while, too.
Microsoft is worth way more than Nintendo. They're bringing in too much money
from the handhelds. They're not going to die. And the Wii U is not going to die anytime soon.
Let me say this, too, because you're saying that you're really excited about the tablet controller and stuff. And I think that is, you know, something that is exciting.
It's intriguing.
Except for the fact that, one, like I said in last week's podcast, you can't even buy a separate controller because they haven't made any games that support two tablets. Whenever you look
I'm
at
not
people
playing,
playing
this.
No.
Fair enough, but I don't plan on playing this anybody else. I mean, it's just going to be.
No, but here's the thing. Like, all the stuff that, you know, it's all the stuff that I was looking forward to on the Wii, you know, like using that second screen for something really interesting, they're not delivering on it. I'm sorry, they're just not delivering on it. Like, they're delivering more on a second screen experience with the 3DS than they are on the Wii U. And that's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself, Reggie. Ashamed.
Well, look, I'm sorry. We could go on about this
all day. You're
still
my boy, Bubba. You're still my boy.
We should definitely...
Oh, I don't take any negative way. I think you guys think that you're going to convince me of something that I already know.
No. Like, you can make...
It's like I'm
going to
go after that.
For yourself, Bubba. We have all bought consoles we regret.
There's like this girl that we maybe all know that might be trouble, or who knows? I'm just saying that I think this is interesting, and I don't plan on it's not I'm not making
you
any
did.
Big declaration about buying a Wii U. I think you guys are taking it way too.
What did you say, Steve?
I said Bubba dated that girl that we all thought was trouble. So I don't, you know, we all think
that's true.
Sucks.
I forgot about that. Yeah, she was trouble, Bubba. Steve got you there.
But,
that's true. Actually, when I started saying that, I was like, "Fuck, I knew this was gonna come up."
But you know, we should wrap this up with on a warm note of because it's, you know, Christmas is coming up.
Well, Steve, I just want to and we spent so much time talking about something that I found interesting. I don't even know.
Your jimmies are rustled.
Your jimmies.
Now my jimmies are rustled because you guys were purposefully going out of your way to rustle my jimmies.
No, I was speaking truth.
I hate to. All right. Well, look. Let's just.
No, I actually and I still I understand. I know it's going to be whatever, but I still believe in this thing, and I think it's going to be fun.
Well, then you should definitely pick one. I mean, $200.
Hey, I'll be with you.
That's super cheap. Yeah, and then Ken's gonna have it, so you can.
Yeah, we can play. We can play that new Super Mario Brothers game. We can be Cat Brothers.
Cat Brothers.
Yeah, I'm gonna show. That's I'm gonna Luke, show up
Luke
your house in a
Miles
cat, suit.
Cat Brothers. Or...
Yeah, we're gonna be Cat Brothers.
By the way, as Ken said, don't Google and insert cat suit.
Yeah, for some reason before the podcast, I was like thinking about those cat suits in Mario Brothers. So I was like, I'm gonna Google image cat suits.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I didn't think that, you know, I thought that when you Googled cat suits, only Mario Brother cat suits would come up, which is really weird to begin with. I might be on that list you're talking about, Steve. What were you going to say? Let's move on.
Yeah, so let's think back to, the best video game related presents we ever got for Christmas. And I'll start with mine. I'll kick this off, give you guys a little time to think about it. But, you know, I'll never forget this one. Back in the day. It must have been probably, I don't know, 88, 89, before Nintendo sucked.
When you were about 21 years old, is that right, Steve?
Yeah, I was like 25. I think they had this system called the Nintendo Entertainment System. And let me tell you, man, it was a shit. I mean, everyone wanted one. So all I wanted for Christmas was this NES. And, Luckily, Santa or my parents, whichever, were good enough to get me this system, and it just had to be the most amazing Christmas ever. I mean, like, I was like that kid in the video that just like freaked out. I was going fucking bananas. It came with the Super Mario / Duck Hunt and the gun, which, by the way, Kel sold in 99 for I'll never forget this, for a penny to Funko Land. And he took the deal saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. I hope he's happy about that sale to this day. But at the time, it seemed like a bad idea. But anyway, so, you know, got the system. And, you know, back in these days, I don't know, these kids these days all have, like, an LCD in their room or whatever. You know, back when we were in, whatever, elementary school, certainly, we didn't have shit. But, you know, even throughout high school, I don't think I had a TV in my room until, like, sophomore year. So we only had one TV in the house. And I hooked it up to, you know, to the back of the TV through the RF. And we're in the family room playing. And my whole family was just loving it, man. I think everyone was taking turns on Mario. And it was just a miraculous experience. Now, we had an Atari before that, but I don't really remember much of... you know, I definitely know I played it like Donkey Kong and stuff. But I don't really remember much of the Atari. But
was it,
man,
only
I'll never
Donkey
forget.
Kong?
It was. I'll never forget opening that Nintendo, man. That was the coolest fucking. That was definitely the best Christmas present. And just as a kid, I was just freaking out, man, because that was it. That was the shit. I mean, that's all you had. I don't think I don't know if I knew anyone that had a Sega Master System. I think Nintendo was just it was where it was at. So. Yep, that's my Christmas. And I think later, the only other really, really good game I got for Christmas when I was still a kid would probably be Rock and Roll Racing.
Oh, that game. So good.
Oh, my God, it was fucking awesome, dude. I played more of that game, I think, than any Super Nintendo game ever. I mean, you know, I got, like, I played Final Fantasy III until I had level 99 on everyone, but that still probably doesn't compare to the hours I put in Rock and Roll Racing, man. Damn. That game was so sweet. Good.
You need to find that on your Wii U.
Yeah, yeah, it might be there. I can't believe they never made a sequel to that, man. Like, I feel like Overhead and Isometric Racer could still do good today, I think.
Yeah, probably.
You know. The negativity you guys have at this thing is crazy.
Well, I'm sorry. Now I know it's kind of getting to you, so I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's like so negative. It's just like, damn.
Negative? No,
we went from... there's realism, I understand, but we moved on.
Well, Bubba, why don't you tell us about your favorite video game Christmas memory?
I'll pass right now. Ken, what you got?
Well,
I'll go last.
Like Steve, I remembered when I got Nintendo, but I remember when I got Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Tengen Tetris, and I used to make up lyrics to those songs. You know, like type A, type B, type C.
Uh-huh.
But the one Christmas I really remember for video games was like, if you guys remember my basement, there was like, you come to my basement, underneath the stairs, there was like this enclosure. Mm-hmm. So you could like stick stuff in, and there was like a door there. And so like throughout the year, it'd be unlocked and stuff. And so, you know, getting towards Christmas one year, all of a sudden there was a combo lock on it. You know, like the ones where it had like those three dials.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was like, I bet some Christmas presents are in there. Uh-huh. So every day when I came home from school before my parents came home, I would just try 100 numbers. So I'd go like 0, pull, 1, pull, 2, pull. Mm-hmm. And so eventually I got the combination. I opened it up, and there was like a Super Nintendo, Super Scope 6, and like all this stuff.
Shit.
I like lost my mind. But I'll tell you, that was the worst Christmas I ever had because I knew exactly what I was getting.
And did that never end Christmas for you?
Yeah, after that, you know, like I was telling my wife just the other day, I was like, I don't even want to look at your computer. I don't want to see anything because, you know, that's like the best part about Christmas. If, you know, people are getting you gifts, like you want to be surprised.
And, and you were telling me Christmas. Earlier that you're like basically telling your kids there's no way they're getting
You got to keep like, magic alive.
Yeah.
My lazy ass parents put it right there like a freaking combo.
I mean, three combinations. It sounds like you put in a lot of effort. So how long before Christmas did you find out that it was there?
Oh, probably like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but like if you're putting effort into it, you don't get like one of those locks. You get like one of those locks you put on your locker.
Uh-huh.
You do like the twist left and the twist right. Like, how are you going to figure that one out?
Yeah.
I mean... We can do, like, permutations on that, but I'm pretty sure it has more than 900 possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think that was just a well-taught lesson of karma. Just knowing what happens when you open the box.
You enjoyed that, didn't you, Bub? You enjoyed that.
And you ruined
it. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I think it's a well-sought-out lesson about... you learned a lesson. I think that's fun.
I learned a lot that day.
Christmas was never the same. Do you have a positive one, Ken, or just that one?
No, the one where I got Tetris and sang songs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pretty awesome. One of them was like, I don't know, I'm not even going to sing songs, but it was something like, toys and boys and toys in Toyland. You know, like that one's like, do, 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 do. Then it gets like really fast, and it's like, yeah, that's what those lyrics came like. And toys and toys and Toyland. Those are the only lyrics I remember.
I remember getting a Game Boy for Christmas, like when I was really young, and I remember getting Tetris. I thought it was really cool. Turns out my dad also was really interested about the Game Boy and Tetris. So guess how much time I played with that thing? Like, none. And I was like, oh, come on. I just got this for me, right? No. Later on, that Game Boy was left on a road trip on like a bench in Texas. Never saw it again. And somehow lost Kid Icarus for like Game Boy. No, whatever. Years, like, flash forward, though. I think like the best game I ever got probably is like Metroid 2. I remember it was the same year my same dad, the same guy. My parents were divorced at the time, so dad sent stuff from Korea, I think. So he sent over Metroid 2 and Mortal Kombat. My mom wouldn't allow me to even watch the Simpsons Halloween specials. Lord knows there's no fucking way I was going to play Mortal Kombat on Game Boy with gray blood, if they even had gray blood.
I think it was gray sweat, actually.
Gray Sweat. I think Gray Sweat was on systems I could handle details.
There's actually
like
a new game that's coming out for the Wii U. It's called Gray Sweat.
Gray Sweat. It sounds hot and sexy. Hopefully I need my Wii board, Wii Fit board for Gray Sweat. So I don't know what happened. I think we traded in Mortal Kombat. Oh my God, that's what we did. Because I bought, first off, Metroid 2, one of the best games of all, I think one of the best sequels of all time.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know if did you, Steve, you played Metroid 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Metroid Returns, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great game. I think I replayed it a couple years ago when I had the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, still quality. Yeah.
Oh God, it holds up. It holds up like a pillar. But the game that I traded in for was Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong something, where it was a bunch of like puzzles where you were like a Mario guy and you had a pretty much like grab a key, climb up the ladders, and I'd save probably Paula, whatever it is. But they had like 100 different riddles, 100 different puzzles in there. It was a hell of a good game. I think they made a re-release for the DS or something. That was pretty good. And also, I just beat Xenogears, right? And that was like Christmas. I think the last big like Christmas game I got, like it was like back in high school. I got that for one of the years. I think it was like my last year of Christmas there. But damn. I think I went straight upstairs, played on my little 17-inch like personal, you know, bedroom TV and devoted hour upon hour. Because you needed like 100 hours to beat that fucking game. It took me 80 hours on this goddamn Vita to finally beat it, but I did it. But definitely a lot of good time where I think that was probably the summer school year in high school. That and also Driver.
Driver was a good game.
Were you in my car when I was reenacting Driver?
In the Nissan Pulsar?
Yeah, in the old Pulsar.
I know Pino was. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I've only heard the stories and know the car died like 1 month later or something. But
yeah. I remember when you used to take, on Peach Orchard, you would drift around those corners with your handbrake. And I said, oh, good Lord, it's over. But we made it.
Because I learned about the handbrake in that damn Driver game. See how sometimes games can give you positive things to do in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. What do you get yourself this year for Christmas there, Steve-O?
What did I get myself for Christmas? I got a new video card. So that should be pretty cool. And the video card comes with Assassin's Creed 4 and the new Splinter Cell. So those were free. So really, honestly, the video card probably after, if I'm taking those games out of it, was probably only like $60 or whatever. But obviously with, it was like 100 something.
So you got Black Flag and what's the new one called? Like Blacklist or something? Or?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, no, it was a pretty good deal, man. So I'm pretty happy with it. So I need to play both of those. I mean, I'm a little, I'm more excited about Splinter Cell. But that's just me.
Yeah. I did see there's a Assassin's Creed like 2 trilogy that came out a bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you play one, you play them all when it comes to Assassin's Creed for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Though I'll say one last thing. I think because they're still going to make Watch Dogs for the Wii U. It's the Ubisoft still. Ubisoft, you say about, I think they're the best third party, probably one of the best third party game makers in the business right now. And they're still with Nintendo. So there is some hope. And I'm curious to see what the Wii U will do with a game like Watch Dogs, because Watch Dogs looks fantastic. It's not going to do anything graphically superior, but yeah, we'll see what it does with the maps on the control.
That's going to be an interesting one, because I know on the videos I saw, they were really stoked about having the processing power for those other systems, because they were like, you walk around the city and like somebody like far away will like see your image on TV, and then I guess they have enough processing power to like actually make that person like talk to someone, like to actually go through those algorithms of it spreading. I mean, I'm sure you can simplify it for Wii U and stuff, but the one thing I'd wonder about that.
The Wii U have like that pre-rendered like just graphic like they've done for so many years.
I'm just wondering, because so much on that game, I think, is you wandering around the world and then other people wandering around too. I would just hope that enough people are going to get it on Wii U that it would work out,
I could just use just bots. I don't even care about that.
No? Man, just like,
that's all right, well. I don't care about the people too much. I'm more curious in the gameplay part. But who knows? I thought Watch Dogs was going to be more of a. It sounds like they're going to do almost like a like Assassin's Creed like multiplayer big campaign where you're just going off constantly just killing other people. I thought it was really more mission based.
Watch Dogs? No, yeah. I think it's going to be all grab. I mean, it's all interactive. It's the biggest part of the game. It's probably mission based, but I think the interactivity is going to be the selling point.
Well, the Wii U probably can't even go online, so don't even worry about it, guys.
No, it will have all of it, Bubba. Look, I'm sorry. I know you've been.
I'm not sorry.
Jimmy's have been rustled this podcast, so.
You're fine. The Jimmy Rustlin, you guys keep on putting Jimmy's in your mouth.
When you lose the Super Bowl this weekend, you'll still get $175, which is almost enough to buy a Wii U if you're using Ken's coupon. So, just go ahead and spend your $175 on that, man, or something else, whatever. Or if you want to bench five of your players, we can just agree to split the winnings right now, man.
Chop it.
There's no way I'm chopping. I would chop in any other league, but never, never this one. If I lose, I'll lose in glory and in vain.
No one remembers second place, Bubba. No one remembers that. Remember that when you're spending this offseason thinking about what you could have done differently.
And that's why you're so forgetful, Steve.
No.
Because you're in second place to the Raiders.
Nope.
Hey, you know what they said in Sandlot? Heroes live forever. But legends never die.
Yeah.
Never die.
So.
And wait, how long, Ken? Forever?
Forever. 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 Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? One year I got Back to the Future for NES on for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's the worst game ever.
Oh, my God. Well, and Back to the Future 2/3 was not that much better. Yeah. That game was so bad. In fact, I remember one time I spent probably a whole Saturday afternoon, because as a kid, that's like a 10-year bid. But as an adult, I had afternoons like 2 hours. But I remember I spent all this time, and I barely just got to – I beat Back to the Future 2 and got to Back to the Future 3, which you had to go through all this game. And I think I literally jumped on something wrong, died with my last man, and never played much of 3, and I stopped playing that game instantly. It was one of those – I think when you're a kid, you play a really bad game just because there's nothing else really better to do. Mm-hmm. And then you just learn to really hate something inanimate. I hated that thing so badly. I never crushed that console, but looking back, I would have put that car, I would have put that under my car wheel and driven backwards, then forwards, then backwards again.
With the handbrake, driver style. Didn't it take people like hours to get out of that parking garage in that game?
It was tricky. I mean, usually games put the hardest level at the end of games. Driver decided to put that as the introductory level.
Yeah. Hey, you are the wheel man. You know what's so sad? When our kids grow up, we're going to be like saying this stuff, and they're going to have no idea what we're talking about.
Not if you raise them right.
Yeah, I'm trying.
The classics, man. Classics.
I don't know. Okay, Ken, you have to somehow sucker your children to watch Street Fighter the movie, and just so they get the quote for the Tuesdays.
Oh, no, the kids love fighting games, so I'm sure when the time is right, you know, we're going to get into, fighting game movies. But no, they love Street Fighter. You know, Miles wants Injustice for Christmas.
Oh, he's a smart kid. I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already bought, Bubba, so it's going to be here.
Yay.
Oh, snap.
Hey, watch out, though. There is violence, so beware.
Oh, I know. That's one bad thing. Not so much, like, the violence, but some of it's, like, you know, brutal violence.
Yeah, they do show, like, the wear and tear, and, like, you'll see, like, Wonder Woman's, like, ribs are showing. Not because she's anorexic, but because you peel off her skin.
That's fine. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, some stuff I probably wouldn't rather. But, you know, it's like we grew up with that, and we're not, you know, horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. True.
Not too bad.
Yeah, right. Not too bad. So we're all right.
But the graphics weren't as good.
That's true. Well, I mean, we still had, like, Mortal Kombat, which was, like, real people.
Yeah, it did look pretty good. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, what a game.
Great
spot. What a game. Then again, when Cyrus did the helicopter and chopped them down to their ankles, they were still yelling, even though they were only standing ankles, they would continue to yell for a short time after.
Because the brain lives for 6 seconds.
So yeah, that's probably actually, yeah, I didn't think about it that way. But
I just imagine it lives for 6 seconds and you scream as your ankles are being torn apart and so forth.
Because you're watching your ankles from the ground. But all right, well, you know, I think that's what we got here for a new or so. As always, check us out at newgamernation.com, YouTube New Gamer Nation, Twitter New Gamer Nation, and Facebook New Gamer Nation. This is your boy, Mr. Sunshine, a.k.a. Dropping Loot, a.k.a. Steve.
It's your boy. Your boy. I think it's Cigar. It's your boy.
The Nature Boy.
It's your boy. It's your boy, John Matrix. I mean, it's your boy, John Matrix.
Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.